Kumara is a root vegetable. It was brought here on the waka with our tupuna from Hawaiki. Kumara is one of the highest carbohydrate containing vegetables, and it's also a very, very good source of energy. It helps our bodies to convert kai into fuel. The kumara growing process is something that's been happening here in Maimaru for hundreds of years. In fact, the place name of Maimaru is in reference to kumara growing activity. Before you start growing kumara, the first thing to do is to check out the maramataka Māori. For example, today is what's referred to as Oturu, because there's a full moon about. The Māori moon calendar has a deep history in Aotearoa, and it is based on the natural understanding that our tupuna have of the environment. When you start to select purapura, you look for purapura that have eyes in them. These are your seed kumara, and these are the kumara that you're going to plant in a tāpapa or a seed bed. Out of those purapura will grow tupu, and those tupu are left to grow for up to 6 weeks. During that 6 weeks, they will grow roots and they will also grow leaves. You then pick those tupu once your garden is all prepared and ready to be planted. You pick those tupu and you bundle them up, tie them with a bit of flax, put them in some water, and then off you go to the garden that has already been prepared for planting. Then you dig some holes, fill them up with water, and you plant your tupu, taking very special attention to how you plant the kumara. It's important that the roots of the tupu face the east, face the rising sun. That's a tikanga that has been handed down here in Ngāi Takoto. There's reasons why that the roots face the rising sun, and one of those is because you want the roots to keep nice and warm, because when you're planting kumara, the first week is really important. Every day you need to water them for that first week so that they're not only warm but they are also moist, and they have the best opportunity to grow and produce more kumara. After a time, 3 months, at least 3 months, the tupu would have grown and they would have started to creep. We call that whakateretere. Whakateretere just means they're all creeping, and once you see all the kumara vines creeping amongst one another, it's not long after that that they are ready to harvest. Careful attention is given by all our whānau members as they bring the kumara to the surface of the earth, making sure not to split the kumara or damage the kumara when you're digging them out. After that, it's important to cure the kumara. We here in Ngāi Takoto, we cure them in the sun. And you can cure them for up to 4 days. We generally cure them for about 3 days. The sun helps to toughen the skin so that when you store the kumara, it's not going to be damaged over those months of storage. The sun also sweetens the kumara. But before you store them, we have a process that we call ko mirimiri, and ko mirimiri is actually separating the little kumara or the piha from the medium-sized kumara and the big kumara. And once that all happens, you then select your purapura that you will be saving for next year. It's really important to save your purapura for the next year, because without a purapura, you have no kumara to go into your tāpapa so you wouldn't have any kumara the next year. So it's really important, and that's called whānau sustainability.